As the beloved Fun Wei speaks his heart to us, we send him our love. We call to our beloved I Am Presence to pour forth such love and such blessing to all the constructive activities of China, that they can arise and throw off everything that seeks to impose discord or destruction or depravity upon them. My beloved ones of my heart, it is with very great happiness that again we come together. At what purpose do you think is ours tonight? Not only to increase the outpouring of that love from the central sun that increases our happiness, but our great love and great joy is pouring to you all with a gratitude and love you can scarcely comprehend when we see you are winning one victory after another. And while sometimes it may not always appear like that to your senses, yet from the inner standpoint, may I say, you are all doing very well, and we are happy indeed. So there is great cause for great rejoicing, even though there is great requirement for still greater application. But as we move along life's pathway, and each day brings the opportunity for more blessings than the day before, your opportunity to understand life ever expands with joy and love and power that ever stands ready to serve you. And tonight, if you will just once a day, perhaps at night or in the morning, in just one great happy outburst of joy and power of victorious accomplishment, you command the outer self to enjoy making your application. Whether it is the enjoyment of giving your decrees, or the enjoyment of your music, or the enjoyment of holding the picture in the mind, which gives you the opportunity to pour the love from your own heart's flame into that picture, that you may begin the use, or rather grow more efficient in your use of these great creative powers of life. And one important reason for turning your attention again to holding the picture clear in the mind and pouring your love upon it in order to produce the manifestation you require is to train the faculties of the outer self to work together and concentrate all the energy of the outer self to one definite thing until you manifest it. And then keep right on with something else. Don't let the human have a chance to lie down and wait, because it is very apt to tell you, well, now we've accomplished that, let us take a rest. And that's the time for you to be the master and say, no, we will not rest. The next accomplishment must come quicker, must be more magnificent, and must release greater powers into our outer use. Because in your use of the great faculties of life, you are the directors of those faculties. And you must learn to live within the unfed flame in your heart as you take your authority of the sacred fire and issue the commands or the decrees for manifestation to appear. Now, in practicing holding the picture and then pouring your love upon it, I'm pouring your love to the violet consuming flame, you are letting certain faculties of the outer consciousness unite, and you are training them to work together simultaneously and quickly at your call. The purpose of that is this. Your mighty Saint Germain told you that when you train the outer self to see the unfed flame from the heart, the flame from the throat, and the sevenfold flame from the forehead, unite out here at one point, and then you become very still. And you enter into that stillness deeper and deeper with greater and greater love. Then suddenly, you picture within those flames that which you desire to produce in the outer. As you train yourselves to do this, you will find one day it will produce instantaneous manifestation. This is but a training in the use of your faculties of creation. And love is the great motive power of the universe and is the desire within a mighty I Am presence that through its flame expands its activities of perfection. So when you hold the picture still within the mind, you pour the powers of the sacred fire upon that, and then pour your love, holding that steady, until love, the great magnetic power of the universe, draws together the energy and the substance and pours into your outer use the fulfillment of your call. Now we want you to have more instantaneous manifestation. And the more you train the outer self to hold the picture in the mind, pour the power through the spoken word or your decree from the flame in the throat, and then the love from the unfed flame in your heart, you have three activities of the sacred fire. And as you hold that still, deep, deep, deep within the great, great silence, there comes the light that will reveal to you its power to produce the fulfillment of your calls instantly. And that is why I said, if you will charge the outer self with the love of making application, so that your calls each day carry the greatest joy that you have ever experienced. When you get through with your application, you will almost walk on air. And this might also have an effect upon your power of levitation. Now, there is something I wish you to understand, because it is so vitally important to your health. When the body is filled with the liquid light from the higher mental body into the nerves, and you draw the light in the atmosphere in through the breath, so that the outpouring and then the indrawing of both activities of light maintain their balance within the body, you will find the strength of the body building up to the place where you feel you have plenty of reserve energy. So as the light comes into you from the higher mental body, and it comes into you from the atmosphere about you, or the great universal light, this concentration within the body holds a certain balance in the atomic structure. And this is imperative if you are going to maintain health in the body and balance in the feeling world. So, in maintaining greater strength and energy into the outer self, there will come more peace, more quiet, and a controlled relaxation. You must watch so that when you relax, there is at the same time a consciousness of great calm, protection, and security about the energy or about the outer self while you are relaxing or resting within the light and the love from the higher mental body. This is imperative, so that in gaining relaxation, you do not just let go of everything, become just blah in your control of that energy. We are watching carefully to draw about you all the protection possible. And many times, were you to call forth your own higher mental body's absolute control of every bit of energy in you, you would not find it difficult to control your feelings in the midst of aggravating circumstances or in the midst of conditions in the outer world in which you must move sometimes to render a service. You see, the outer self has been so in the habit of taking all the energy it wanted and doing anything it wants and not feeling any responsibility as to the results produced. And that is where the sinister force gains the energy to sustain its destructive activities. Now, if you are to be masters of yourselves enough to produce manifestation quickly in using these greater powers of your own life streams, there must come the higher mental body's absolute possession and control of the energy of the outer self. How many times have you, in the midst of aggravating circumstances, just tried to hold on to yourselves with everything you had and have gotten under considerable tension doing that? You've all had that experience. Well, now let us release that sense of strain. And when you suddenly find yourselves in conditions where you must hold on to your thoughts and your feelings and the spoken word, so you do not do something under an impulse that causes distress to yourself or others, the moment you find yourselves facing that sort of a condition, instantly, just as if you jumped into the lap of your presence, call to it and say, "Mighty I'm presence in my higher mental body, possess and rule this energy." Just like you drew everything of the outer self quickly into the heart of your own heart's flame and then raised that into the heart of the higher mental body. If you will practice this a few times, you will find no struggle at all in handling these conditions, for you will take away from the disturbing thing that is trying to connect with your energy, you will take away that energy and let it go into the control of the higher mental body, which will then stand your guard. There's a powerful secret in this, my dear ones. And there is an activity that has been given you occasionally, but I think only a few of you have remembered to use it. Sometimes, in moving among others of the outer world, you suddenly come into contact with someone of the outer world who means perfectly good, perfectly well toward you. and yet not knowing the law, sometimes does things to you that either give you something to handle or cause some sort of discord. Now, in addition to the beloved Saint Germain's wings of violet flame, which his great love has drawn about you, there is a marvelous activity of protection of that same violet consuming flame, only in a very concentrated action. And that is when you are moving among people of the outer world and its discord, if you will sense, just hold the picture again with intense feeling for just a moment, as if the skin of your bodies were solid violet steel, so no one coming close to you can really connect with your energy. You can always visualize your wings of flame about you, and that is a reservoir of power and an action that holds your energy under control for your direction to help others as well as to protect yourselves. But when you begin to feel the outer part of the physical body like armor of violet steel, dear ones, if you will just hold that picture and love it and ask the higher mental body to sustain it, then go into whatever you have to in the outer world's activities, aware of its presence. You will not come home exhausted. You may move about your business in the outer world. You may go into conditions where you wish to give help, and you will not take on the discord due to the radiation of others. Now, your mighty magic electronic tube of Ascended Master Light Substance is this protection, and your wings of violet flame are the purity and protecting power about the energy that you are gathering through your decrees to produce perfection quickly and to assist others as well as to draw activities to yourselves. But this violet steel-like armor of which I speak is the insulation of the flesh structure as well as your feeling world from the connection with the radiation and discord that is in the world about you and in which most of you move from time to time. Very often, people of the outer world take on conditions just from the places in which they pass by, and they don't even realize that some of that discordant energy has come in to their own world, and they don't understand what has happened. This takes place in all epidemics, my dear ones, in all plagues, and all conditions that are the hatred and aftermath of war. These conditions are in the atmosphere about you, unless your use of the violet consuming flame has kept the locality purified from the discord of other people. But in this which we give to you, you may move among those conditions, render service, send forth the power from your wings of violet flame to give assistance, to produce manifestation, and to accomplish certain things. But you, your mental and feeling world, and your actual flesh body stays insulated against the substance and vibratory action of the radiation in the world about you. This has a certain magnificent assistance to your health. You know, from the medical standpoint, they think that ozone is pretty powerful to help people recuperate the health. May I say that in wearing this violet steel-like armor, which you might call it, your skin becomes that, under this activity, it generates an actual ozone in the atmosphere about you, and you can call this forth with such power that anyone can sense it in the atmosphere about you. It is a powerful purifying activity to the atmosphere, as well as to the actual power of protection to your flesh bodies. Then if someone comes up and touches you, you are unconcerned because nothing gets through that steel-like violet armor. It can be as thin as a piece of paper, but absolutely impenetrable. I would like you to accomplish this, if you choose, and I think you will all feel a very much greater reserve of your energy. Much of the energy that just automatically goes out into the outer world's activities because of radiation will stay within you to keep you energized and protected and keep your reserve energy ready to produce a manifestation quickly in the fulfillment of your calls that otherwise might take you weeks to accomplish. This is a very practical application of the violet consuming flame. Ah, my dear ones, in the use of your great cosmic Christ tube, or your mighty magic electronic tube of cosmic Christ substance, the moment you become angry or irritated or a sudden depression strikes you, you have opened your tube of light. There's not any question about it, you just have. But with this awareness of the violet consuming flame around you, if something like that occurs, then do just what I said a moment ago. Draw quickly within the unfed flame of your heart, and then see that rise into the heart of your own higher mental body. And as you do that, you sweep it up here, then calling on the law of forgiveness, ask it to blaze the violet consuming flame, and again establish your invincible protection through your tube of light. We are trying in every conceivable way, my loved ones, to bring about protection around you all so you will not be subject to the discord, the accidents, and the conditions that belong to other people. You so often know that in your automobiles or your airplanes or even trains, it's not so much what you do as it is what someone else does. And these things we are giving you as an insulation to disconnect you from the vibratory action of what is in the world around you. Now, this of which I speak is a tremendous protection against epidemics. So we are very practical. We do not want you touched by these conditions in the outer world. And if you will stand the guard over your energy and hold everything in reserve for when you need to produce a manifestation or give help, then you do not feel an exhaustion in the energy which you do otherwise. Just as the insulation around an electric wire disconnects the electricity within the wire from the static electricity in the atmosphere, just so does this violet steel-like armor or insulation of the flesh body disconnect you from the vibratory action of conditions in the world about you. It is very practical, my dear ones. Now, your intellect may say, oh dear, well, they give us so many things and I can't remember them all. I don't know which one to use. I can't choose them all. You'll find 101 excuses in the human as to why you shouldn't do it or why you don't want to. But again, take your stand with that outer self and say, it doesn't make any difference whether you like it or not. I am going into the mastery of the unfed flame. And I am surrounded at all times by the victorious purity of the violet consuming flame. And it shall continue to increase until you are consumed forever. Now you will find tremendously greater ease in everything you wish to accomplish as you just do these things naturally. You will become so joyous in their use, it will almost be a game. There will be this picture come, and you will hold it for a minute, flash your love upon it, and accept its manifestation. Then you will go on your way. And I tell you frankly, because of my own experiences, the joy that comes from this use of the sacred fire is indescribable. It will lift you into happiness every time you use it. And this has another tremendous blessing. How often, my dear ones, has your intellect been uncertain as to what you should do? But there comes a gentle feeling in the heart, just a very gentle feeling. Well, I feel this, or I feel this would be right. If you follow that feeling, 99 times out of 100, and eventually 100 times out of 100, you'll be correct. But if you let your intellect argue you out of that obedience to the feeling, you make a mistake. And then you say, well, I had the feeling that I ought to do it, but I didn't do it. Well, why didn't you do it? If your presence went to the trouble to give you the feeling through your heart, why didn't you obey? I'll tell you. Because of these constant suggestions from the world about you that register doubt in your intellect. And therefore, until that gentle feeling in the heart is allowed to pour its radiation of light through the intellect and hold that light there, so these suggestions from without cannot connect through, then mistakes go on unless you will let this occur. And that is what it means to unite the unfed flame in the heart, the flame in the throat, and the flame in the head into one glorious unfed flame and activity of the sacred fire. Then will the love from the seven mighty Elohim through that sevenfold flame, enfolding the unfed flame in the heart, keep cleared out all discordant creations, all suggestions of any kind that will not produce perfection for you. Now, since, may I say, enjoyment is one of my main characteristics, then I have come tonight to charge your application not only with enjoyment, but with a thrilling exhilaration that brings more energy into your outer selves for use and only for the use of that which is constructive. If you could see how the discord of the outer world saps your energy, my dear ones, you would arise tonight with a fierce determination that that should never occur again. Because I tell you frankly, it is like quicksand. And if it is allowed to connect with your energy It has drawn you in to destructive activity before you can catch yourself, before you know what has happened. But if you will use this, of which I speak tonight, you will go on your way serenely, with a happiness, with an exhilaration in your energy, with a sense of power you've never known. And you will have victorious accomplishment in 1/10 the time that you've ever had before. So it is very practical. And as the mighty Saint Germain told you, joy is the great motor of existence. And therefore, when you enjoy using the powers of your own life flame and all activities of the sacred fire to do these things that need to be done in the physical world, you will have forgotten the word labor. You will have forgotten the word work. All will be just a joyous activity of the sacred fire, and your love for that will let love flow through you without delay and without obstruction. You will give it unconditional freedom from the central sun to flow through you and do its will. And your life becomes the song of joy and ease and comfort and such power as you can never have until that joy comes into you. You can only draw forth a certain amount of power in the use of your outer faculties until you come to the time when the joy is drawn forth, that is the limitless use of power. This joy of which I speak is part of the great mastery of life. And I think your mighty Saint Germain and the blessed Chiara are two of the most joyous beings I think I have ever known. Beloved Chiara's perhaps most predominant characteristic is his enjoyment of raising individuals out of their conditions with a sense of humor that they cannot resist. When he smiles at you, he smiles as if he always had a secret up his sleeve that he was going to spring on you if you didn't look out. And usually he does. But he'll make you happy, and you'll never come into his presence and not leave in happiness. I have tried to be like him. I trust I have succeeded to some extent, because I love to be happy, and I love to bring that happiness to others. And your mighty Saint Germain, a large proportion of the time, carries that same great, great happiness. The blessed Godfrey also has it. Your beloved Master Jesus is not a man of sorrows. How could he be if he is the cosmic Christ, which he has become? Don't you see how mankind have placed these labels upon themselves, really? And then century after century, those have been perpetrated down through the ages, and they have been just like chains upon mankind. And I am here with a cosmic sword like the blessed Archangel Michael to cut those chains and sever them every time I find them. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please?
And dear friends, won't you please realize that when you call forth the Ascended Master's feeding from any Ascended Master or Cosmic Being, of their love to the heart of creation, to that great love in the Central Sun, when you call that into yourselves, how could you be unhappy? Don't you realize in that love is the greatest joy that you can ever experience? In that love is boundless energy. In that love is invincible protection. In that love is wisdom and illumination and boundless supply. So in the happiness in which it is our privilege to abide and which it is our great privilege to give to you, that ever increases. And my dear ones, as you charge these activities of the sacred fire into your physical conditions, do you not realize that every time you do that, your presence gives you infinitely more into yourselves and into your world? And that goes on infinitely. And it is the way you draw forth cosmic Christ power while yet unascended to assist your nation, because you as an individual do not require such a tremendous amount of power to set you free. But if you will let this great cosmic Christ, fiery love from the heart of creation, pour forth through you and expand its love and blessings to the universe around you, then there comes into you all you require to raise you, and this which you draw forth floods forth to your nation and in your assistance to help release the earth from its frightful discord. Does the cosmic law say to you, the doorway is open and you may enter through whenever you will? Oh, dear ones, the law of love is tremendous in its great blessing. And I wonder if you just know how much I love the beloved Ariel who saved me. You know, the greatest, most wonderful relationship in the universe is that between master and student. For it is eternal friendship created by love and sustained through the ages by service to life. And I assure you that brings joy, that opens the floodgates and gives you everything in the universe with which to do your service in this world or any other. Oh, my dear ones, life is so wonderful. It has so many things within it. And love is its great motive power and its illumining presence. And therefore, with all the explanation that has been given by the various ones to you all, day after day after day have these dictations come forth. Day after day after day have we poured the radiation through those dictations. Why, we have released enough to have lifted you all to your ascension long ago. And that which we have given is to safeguard your nation and to hold a certain balance in the physical octave to keep destructive forces from accomplishing their ends. We have come again and again, and we shall continue to come until the great cosmic law, moving into the lower atmosphere of Earth, releases the light that is irresistible and in eternal command. So, my dear ones, we also would appreciate your calls for the beloved constructive people of China and of India. For we have certain responsibilities there. Their service to mankind has been great through the centuries. They have given much that is beautiful and wonderful to the Western world. And now you, who carry the light, can render service and bring many wonderful things into those countries through your calls alone. Please don't forget my beloved China. And we love India too, for the magnificence of centuries gone by and that which will yet return to bless the future. We live with the world as our home and to do good our religion. And therefore, in calling forth these activities of love, oh, don't forget the constructive people in every nation of the world. They must have love and they must have the light of this blessed I Am presence in order to be strong enough to stand against the mass accumulated energy of discord. So as we have drawn your attention to these various activities, it is that you may keep yourselves insulated from conditions in the outer world in which you move, but in which you move to pour a radiation that consumes them, and sometimes without saying one spoken word. If the radiation about you is powerful enough in walking by, evil that was planned can never occur. That is the power that we wish you to draw forth into the outer, but at the same time remain perfectly protected and insulated against those conditions while you are consuming them. Do you wonder sometimes what occurs from the inner level when beings like the Blessed Goddess of Light, when she went into those dives in New York, into the lowest depravity mankind can create. She, the being of light, so dazzling we could scarcely see her within. And yet, she walked into that condition and vibratory action and rendered the service to life. But she did not take on the depravity that was there. And that is why we are speaking of this, in order to enable you to render this service, but keep yourselves untouched by the condition which must be consumed. And it is an avenue of very great service in which you can be extremely happy as you feel the security of yourselves within these activities of the violet consuming flame. You will be just as secure within these activities as a diver is when he puts on the rubber suit and he goes in to the water and renders his service and yet is not touched by those destructive conditions in which he moves. It is the same activity, only with the fire element instead of the water element. So, dear ones, you are privileged beyond any people on the earth to have this knowledge. Please do not forget it, and please do not forget to use it. Do not think that anything on this earth is as important as your attention to your presence and the reading of these discourses and the absorption of this knowledge which has been given, that you may use it in the time of struggle and trial in the outer, when the rest of mankind must face the hour of judgment. You have had blessings untold, and we have stood your guard many times and shall still stand your guard. But please, please fill your worlds with these activities of the sacred fire and demand always that that great victorious cosmic Christ love in its powerful feeding from the great central sun must now have its dominion in you and blazing through you hold light's dominion in the world about you until it gradually expands and that which has been of the shadows it can no longer find place to exist. Send your blessings to the younger generation without limit. Charge forth these cosmic Christ activities of the sacred fire and demand and demand and demand victory of God's immortal love to the earth to be the law that controls all energy. And you will find yourselves a race apart and yet ever leading your fellow man on to the goal of freedom in the victory of love that knows never a failure. How can you fail when you use the sacred love of the sacred fire from the heart of the central sun? Your own beloved I Am presence is that flame. It extends that flame down into your physical bodies, and it is your responsibility to give that freedom through the outer self with the command always that it produce the perfection of God's will done physically in this world in the outpicturing of the divine plan fulfilled that sets all free. Your happiness will grow greater hourly, and as yet you haven't seen but a fragment of what you will yet accomplish, and may I say, the next year, your advance will be as much as the past 10 years. Thank you, precious ones, and may that be qualified with such love as shall bless you for eternity. Go forward and know that as you advance in the use of this greater power which will come into your outer direction, your happiness will increase in leaps and bounds, your ability to give assistance to life will lift you on the wings of happiness and the world about you as it faces the hour of crisis will look to you for security, for it will not be anywhere else. We will watch every opportunity to increase your power as rapidly as you will let us. And we are without limit in our ability to assist you. For you, while yet unascended, can give boundless assistance to the people of the outer world. And it will not be long until they will honor and respect you with a love that will last for eternity. For there must come this illumination to the people of the earth, and they must face the hour of choice when they will either do as the divine will commands in its purifying activity of the sacred fire, or they will be subject to the outer world's destruction. You are the saviors of mankind as you do these things. And may I say, those who have gone before you and prepared the way in the octave above are pouring back to you more than you can ever dream exists. And they will hourly give you more and more with which to operate in the outer world until the victory attained forever reveals the hand of God and the love of the sacred fire becomes the law of the earth that none will ever be able to disobey in the future. So glory without limit awaits your call, and happiness that is eternal in the use of these boundless powers now shall clothe you with that which sets you free. I bless you for your presence here this night, and I shall bear to those who assist me every call from your hearts for happiness to ever abide with you and make your way just the song of joy that shall draw all into their freedom. I have been helped without limit until I attained this, which is my freedom this night. And in that great freedom, I can never rest until all others have that freedom also. And it comes only by love that gives happiness and perfection of the sacred fire to all. So feel yourselves clothed in our love, the feeling of our love, which is a flame of the eternal fire of creation. And go forward with legions of ascended master friends and the angelic host, legions of the sacred fire, who know only the service of love. Just use it and use it and use it and express your mastery to the rest of the world until they have forgotten how to hate or how to become angry or how to be selfish. And they will just all of a sudden turn and let go, and facing the light, remember the home that they have left and which now awaits their coming. You have crossed the threshold into that home. You have entered through that door of light. And now you set the table that welcomes home the prodigal sons that have chosen to experiment with the outer world that has only contained distress. From tonight, my dear ones, will the banquet table be set for you who want to use this power of the love of the sacred fire, and our joy shall ever flood your world like sunshine from on high. And in the glory of your victorious accomplishment, will you know that your freedom is eternal? I call you to its everlasting happiness, and may it guard you with my love until you enter into our octave. Thank you and good night. Won't you be seated? Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Fun Way, and all who have poured their love to us. Now I demand But the victory of that love possess us all and forbid anything but its glorifying presence to ever touch those under this radiation ever again. Send it forth to our loved ones, all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection, whom we call it forth, and all who come unto us. Send it forth to those in the national defense. Send it forth everywhere we abide, and make mankind behold the victory of its cosmic fire until all enter into its freedom forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, who we call as never before, for the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, in their cosmic Christ, love and fire, from the heart of the central sun, clothe us, clothe us, clothe us, and seal us in your eternal happiness and the victory of your mastery over everything in this world. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with that flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pour forth into it this happiness of the victorious love from the heart of creation, whose almighty power we ask you to blaze without reservation until it illumines everything with the ascended master's perfection for eternity. And see, we never again accept anything but its glory. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, especially to beloved Funway, and thank him forever for his love to us this night. Expand this in one mighty stroke around the world till that enfolding flame compels for eternity the purification of the earth and the peace that must reign here to come into outer conditions and forever hold command and be the law of God to the earth. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the peace of eternity. Make us the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raise, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, until love reigns supreme, o'er all, in all, and to all, with full perfection forever. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for the fire of that victorious love of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun to clothe us with the mantle of its cosmic power and take us forward to blaze its presence into America until she arises, the ascended master nation of the earth, and commands God's freedom to forever hold command.